We mentioned a mess in Utah. It's an interesting question surrounding speculation that President-elect Trump might tap Utah Congressman Chris Stewart, a former Air Force pilot, to serve as Secretary of the Air Force. If that happened, it could make a real mess back here in the Beehive State. KSL's Doug Wright was briefing us at around lunchtime, and we said, Doug, can you come back on the air and explain what the situation is? Basically, what I understand from you is Utah would have to find a replacement for Stewart's seat, but it's not clear how that would happen?
Yeah, exactly. As a matter of fact, my knowledge comes from Senator Kurt Bramble, who joined me earlier today on the show, and apparently, we have direction from the Constitution of the United States that trumps everything else, including our state constitution, but it simply says when vacancies happen in the representatives from any state, the executive authority thereof shall issue writs of election to fill such vacancies. Want to look that up? It's Article 1, Section 2, Clause 4. And so basically what it's telling us is the governor of the state, in the event of a vacancy, will call for an election. Now, that's it. Those are the instructions. Now, it's interesting. Senator Bramble pointed out that they have turned to legal advice on this for some clarity. And would it be an open election? Would it be kind of a free-for-all? Senator Bramble described it. Would it be a jungle election where just everybody throws their name
in? Did you say a jungle election?
A jungle election. In other words, just everybody and their dog shows up and throws their hat in the ring and
Doug, if the governor has to call an election, could he theoretically say, okay, we're having an election, everybody come over my house and raise your hand?
Yeah, more likely, although he has a big house, more likely the legislature is going to look at this. And I asked Senator Bramble, I said, oh, come on, Kurt, you know, this ground has to have been plowed before by the other states, although it's never happened in Utah. And he said, yeah, but everybody's plowed it differently. So there are different scenarios that could occur, and a lot of it just depends on how quickly the state or the governor wants to replace that seat. And in a small state like Utah, you don't want that vacant for very long. So do we go through the caucus, convention, primary, and regular election process? But the one thing that everybody's agreeing on, the governor calls the election. The other thing that the legals are agreeing on is that it can't just be for Republicans. Even though we have a Republican representative who was elected by his district as a Republican, it is thought, and I love this statistic, Kurt Bramble said the legals are telling us that it's 99.9999% that everybody would have to have a shot at this seat. So I think regardless of what happens here, whether or not there is a vacancy immediately in the House of Representatives from Utah, I think our legislators are determined to kind of hammer this out.
Well, it seems interesting that for some time while they hash this out, if Chris Stewart becomes the Secretary of the Air Force, some 25% of Utah's population won't be represented at all in Washington.
And that's a big deal, and especially for a state like ours, because as I was, you know, chatting with you guys about, Utah worked very hard. We thought we were cheated out of a fourth seat during the census of 2000, and we did gain that seat in the census of 2010. And boy, we ought to cherish that seat. It is so important to our state. And so I can't imagine a scenario that would drag this out.
Doug, thanks for the briefings.